I'm George Moses, a journalist for many years with the Falmouth Enterprise newspaper. I wrote a book, Ring Around the Punch Bowl, published in 1976, about the Beebe family and Beebe Woods, which required me to dig into history. The Beebes came to Falmouth in the 1870s, established a farm, built homes in the wooded highlands, all of which indicated their fondness of nature. I'll read a quote from my book, and then some quotes from other writers, to give you a picture of what Falmouth was like in earlier times. In 1872, James Madison Beebe lifted his eyes up unto the hills above town, and there, evidently because he desired wood to burn, he acquired a small piece of what was to become the Beebe Woods, a 28-acre deep pond woodlot. Just before then, he'd picked up almost a half mile of waterfront at the foot of Shore Street, including Vineyard Lodge, which became the first Beebe summer home and the start of a 100-acre working farm. In the following years, the Beebes acquired considerable property in Falmouth, including plots in the village and some 700 acres of hilly woodland. That paragraph from my book takes its cues from the welcome speech given by George E. Clark 100 years earlier at Falmouth's 1886 bicentennial celebration. Upon these hills in the west, up which you were wont to climb in pursuit of wild game, fruits, and the beautiful trailing arbutus, and to gaze upon the delightful prospect spread out before you, the rural village nestling among the green foliage, the waters covered with the white sails of commerce, and the green islands in the distance. Upon these hills have been erected almost palatial residences with their beautiful lawns and drives, yet with much of their natural wildness still remaining. I found a similar observation written almost 200 years before Clark's speech by a man aboard Bartholomew Gosnold's ship, which he had sailed from Falmouth, England in 1602 for the purpose of founding a New World colony. Gosnold, often credited with being the first Englishman to land on Cape Cod and giving it its name, encountered the Wampanoag tribe, residents of Suckanesset, their name for this hilly land populated with the boulders of a retreating glacier. The Wampanoag had lived, fished, hunted, and grown crops here for more than 1,000 years until the arrival of Europeans whose diseases ravaged the indigenous populations. Gosnold, like other early explorers, seems to have sought unsuccessfully to take some of the tribe as captives back to England. We stood a while like men ravished at the beauty and delicacy of this sweet soil, for besides diverse clear lakes of fresh water, whereof we saw no end, meadows very large and full of green grass. Even the most woody places, I speak only of such I saw, do grow distinct and apart, one tree from another, upon green grassy ground, somewhat higher than the plains, as if nature would show herself above her power, artificial. Now I encourage you to scan some of the other QR codes, and hear directly from some of the Beebes. I wish I had been around to meet them, but at least I got to enjoy their magnificent Beebe Woods.